The College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, with 18,000 students, largest on the University of Florida campus. The scope of the research now underway here is larger still. Some of it is literally out of this world.
Houston now controlling. Mission Control confirms roll maneuver starting.
Via the space shuttle, astronomers from the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences are probing deepest space with GRAD, the Gamma Ray Advanced Detector. In the future, NASA may use GRAD to look for minerals which can be mined from the asteroid belt. Even sooner, GRAD will be used to study radiation so astronauts and equipment can be better protected. More down-to-earth research will help protect and preserve our wetlands, help Florida's rapidly growing population of senior citizens cope with the problems of aging, help stretch our supplies of fossil fuels, and improve our juvenile justice system. Some of it could save your life, as researchers in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences are using lasers to determine the proper dosage of cancer-fighting drugs. All this provides a forum for the education of the next generation of Florida's leaders. The students represent a cross-section of Florida, although the largest number, by percentage, have a Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach County hometown.
Students come to the University of Florida in order to be educated so that they can take their useful places in Florida society and in Florida businesses. The College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, therefore, has an opportunity to give instruction in basic subjects that lead to jobs in all branches of the professions that are important for the economic, social, and cultural well-being of this state.
The University of Florida College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, a statewide resource in education and research.